Oh, I'm scared.
Let her walk in one of my shoes for a while.
Gay fool in an all dude school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor Timothy.
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I know I could drop Twitter and not miss it, but then I would miss Big Fatty, and I don't want to miss Big Fatty. I mean, I don't know, between him and drum major Kev, it's like brrp, brrp, brrp. Burp, every morning, blowing up my phone. I'm like, I know when I'm in bed, and all of a sudden I hear. Burp, burp, burp.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And all of a sudden I hear. Burp, burp, burp.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is App. Episode 19, what does that say? 1914 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 26th of May 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the long holiday weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, camisoles. Big Fatty, that's what we've been wearing, our camisoles. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. If you're anything like Big Fatty and Poodle, y'all, you've been in your camisole most of the day. On Monday, which is when I'm recording this show, y'all, I'm getting ready to fire up the Grim Doctor here, just to see if there's anything going on. Cause y'all, I gotta tell you, when I was doing the weekend recap on yesterday's little show, y'all, I forgot about several other gentlemen callers. Big Daddy, okay, calm down, y'all, we're just gonna start it off by going back and picking up where we left off. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on yesterday's little show, I was giving you the gentleman caller report. Yes, we know, okay. I forgot about not one, but two, I say, two of the gentleman callers that I didn't hook up with them or anything, but they were like, y'all, one of them was the flight attendant that was in town it's been a few weeks now, and y'all, I'm on my way to the, not to the Dudley Do Rights, to the Connections, the former, on Saturday night, and y'all, y'all, I don't ever go on the scruff very much, but I happen to be logged into that, and I'm driving down there to the Connections, and I hear this, I don't even know what the, what the scruff noise is. I'm on it so little. I hear this noise because I've got the cellular telephonic device hooked up to the Ford Escape, and I'm going, what is that noise? And, y'all, then I realize, oh, that's the scruff. And, y'all, he goes, hey, Big Fatty, I miss you. And I went, oh, okay. I said, well, you need to start bidding on overnight stays in Charleston. He goes, oh, but trust me, I am beginning to work on it. It yes, and so y'all, he sent me messages throughout the weekend. Everybody, I'm still working on it. I went, okay, so bring it on back. And y'all, he's a young thing. He's 30 something, and I would say gifted. And talented. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear what his gifts or his talents are. I think Hat M would like to hear what his gifts and talents are. Big Fatty, that's Hat M. What do you expect? Y'all, speaking of that Hat M, you know, he was the number one fan of the BFO in 2014. He had a picture. Had a picture over there on the Twitty of some split pea soup that he had made, and unlike the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
He did not ruin his split pea soup. B, Fatty, rub it in. There's no sport in hurting me. B, Fatty, steal that one too. It kind of is an oxymoron to ruin split pea soup, y'all. Because I mean, how is split pea soup not basically ruined? I mean, if you saw it in a baby's diaper, you'd try to get that baby an Imodium because it looked like beep. Hey, we don't need to hear about baby poop. The Sailor 69 over there on the Twitty, he had suggested that the old gal add some parsley, sage, and rosemary to equal out the time. Beh. Patty, you went a long way to try to remember that one. It's true. And y'all, then I forgot when I was leaving the connections on Saturday night that the taxicab pulled up, and y'all out hopped the Minkadink. Y'all, I've mentioned the Minkadink in the past, and I know that when Big Fatty thinks of the Minkadink, I think. Big Fatty, you love a B-flat with the Minkadink. It's true, but y'all, the Minkadink hopped out of the cab with this cute boy, and I thought, well, man, then maybe this is his new boyfriend or something like that. And anyway, so we just, we traded pleasantries, and he gave me his number, and he says, we need to get together sometime. I said, yes! And it was nice to see the Minkadink. Big Fatty! I think that catches us up on the gentleman caller. Yes, I know. There hadn't been anyone else to come over here to the villa. Y'all, speaking of the villa, y'all, did you notice yesterday's show art? Y'all went outside after I had finished recording the show, and y'all took a picture of the front of the fat villa. And y'all, you can see the pots that I planted my geranium. Now, Big Fatty, they're not geraniums. What are they? They're jungle garden. No, gardenias. Big Fatty. And y'all, one of the gardenias has got two blooms on it. Big Fatty, that's lovely. So you can see my pot work. Big Fatty, be careful. Don't be saying that around that Aussie Martinez. Okay. On Sunday, y'all, I had decided I was going to fix me a hamburger. And y'all, you know, I had gone to the former Von Z's, which is now the what is it called now? Big Fatty, we don't know. It is always the Von Z's to me. I went to pull the hamburger out of the ice box, and y'all, it was gray, and I went, ooh. So y'all, I didn't have my hamburger. So anyway, but I had my fried cone, and it was delicious. But y'all, I talked to the hats. Big Fatty, is that like talking to the hand? Well, sort of, but y'all, I talked to the hats on Sunday afternoon, and y'all, they're coming over. It's like they had money in their pocket, y'all. It's burnt. It's driving my mother crazy. It is driving my mother crazy that she hadn't been over here to the fat villa yet. And y'all, I want them to come. It's not a big deal. No, Big Fatty, since you threw away all that shit, you don't have to straighten up as quite as much as I don't. But y'all, they're gonna come over here. When are they gonna come over here? Y'all, they're gonna come over here on June the 5th. And they're going to leave and go back on June the 8th. Y'all, they'll be here that first weekend in June. And y'all, I'm trying to kind of get things squared away in my head to be ready for that. Y'all, I don't know how I'm going to recode the Monday Lucius. I may have to recode it ahead of time. Or, you know, that Dr. Stone, y'all know Dr. Stone. He does that that hat show, the toque and beanie with the turnip head he sent me the very first episode of the Little Fatty Cast that Berg Herder appeared on. And y'all, evidently, as Big Fatty does oftentimes with the Little Fatty Cast, y'all, Big Fatty called it in. I was on the same telephonic device. And so anyway, it's like I was reporting from the front lines I don't know, Panmunjom, South Korea. Big Fatty! I don't know. But what was I going to say about that? Anyway, so the hats are coming over, so I hadn't decided how I'm going to handle that Monday. I'll either have to recode it in advance, or I'll just throw an extra LFC. Y'all, are you enjoying the LFCs? I have to say, I got a good kerfuffle over the ones this past weekend. Y'all, they're new to Big Fatty too, because y'all, I don't remember any of that shit. I mean, I don't remember any of that shit. So, you know, if you're enjoying it, Big Fatty's enjoying it right there with you. And because, like I say, it's all new to me. Big Fatty, that happens when you get to be old. It's true. Y'all, let's go back to the weekend now. Yes, Big Fatty, get back on track. Sunday night, y'all, I thought I was going to have another gentleman caller stop by. I know. He comes. He lives up there in the Myrtle Beach, and he comes to town relatively, I don't know, regularly, I'll say. And y'all, he was out drinking by the old swimming hole, the cement pond, if you will, at some friend's house. And y'all, he wanted to stop by, but y'all, he didn't feel like he was prepared. Big Fatty, not prepared. And y'all, when you're coming by for some humpity bumpity, you need to be prepared. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of being prepared for some humpity bumpity, y'all, I happen to have an Ask Big Fatty question about that. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Anonymous. Big Fatty Anonymous, it's true. So y'all, we're not going to reveal who this is from, but Anonymous asks, I have an Ask Big Fatty question, but I don't have the courage to call in and ask it. But if you want to use this question as content, well, that's fine. When one is preparing for the humpity bumpity, how do you get clean? I always fear that there will be stuff on the giver's end.
Big Fatty, it's like that. We're talking about that green pea soup again.
Anonymous, first of all, thank you so much for the question. It's been a month of Sundays since we've heard from
Big Fatty. We've never heard from Anonymous.
Oh, okay. But this is an excellent question. And there are numerous ways, quite frankly, it depends on who you are. And yes, there is risk in not preparing properly. And y'all, sometimes it doesn't matter how much you prepare and how properly prepared you are. Y'all, every once in a while, there's just a surprise.
Big Fatty, please.
But y'all, you know, shit happens. Granny just has a cup of coffee in the morning, and then it has a colonic explosion. But normally, you just take water or a Fleet's enema, and you just shoot it up your ass.
Big Fatty, please.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all. I'm sorry if you're eating your split green pea soup. But,
Hey, please.
Y'all, then on Monday, that was Memorial Day, Big Fatty slept in, and y'all, then I got up, and y'all, I got up to see if the trough was having the breakfast buffet, because sometimes they do that on the holidays, and y'all, they were, so I got in the shower, and I scraped the barnacles off.
Maybe I didn't know you had barnacles.
But got my share, and y'all, I went over to the trough, and y'all, it's a lovely buffet. Y'all, you can't go wrong with anything that has unlimited bacon. Let me just tell you that right now. Unlimited bacon is always a good thing. But I went and I did that, and y'all, they were because of Memorial Day, your beverage was free.
Big Fatty, we love a complimentary beverage.
So y'all, I had the coffee and the juice was complimentary and everything. So, y'all, I sat there and I just enjoyed several cups of coffee and a couple of plates of bacon. And I think I threw a little something else on there, too.
Yes, Big Betty, it was just lovely.
And y'all, then I drove over to the Kohl's because, you know, the Kohl's had a spend $30 and get $10 off. And, you know, y'all, that Georgian Atlanta had sent Big Fatty a housewarming gift, a gift can, to the Kohl's. And, y'all, it was like it was burning a hole in my pocket. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I went over there, and, y'all, I found some artwork. Yeah, I know that doesn't sound right, but y'all, it's just something that I think will be perfect here in the Fat Villa. So George, you've helped decorate the Fat Villa.
Big Fatty, he did a lovely job too.
So that's what I got, and y'all, I got some of these flameless candles with a remote control on it, and y'all, you can just push the button and the candle lights up. Y'all, I got some of those, and y'all, it didn't cost me a penny. In fact, I used my gift card, y'all, I didn't quite use it all up, and they ended up giving me $2.
Fuck $2.
Oh, I think that's copyrighted.
Yes, Big Betty, I'm sure it's copyrighted, by the Vons.
So I did that, and y'all, then what did I do after that? Then I went and I got gas, y'all, I went by the Walmart, and y'all, I was looking at their plants. Y'all, I had a reduce for quick sale house plants. Not really houseplants. It was like hanging baskets and all, but y'all, it was kind of nice. It had, it was like little ivy in some of them, and I almost got them, but I didn't. I just didn't. So be it. And y'all, then I picked me up some more hamburger, cause y'all, I still wanted the hamburger. And y'all, I got me a package of the coleslaw, the shredded cabbage and carrots and all. And y'all, I mixed half of it up with some Greek vinaigrette dressing. And y'all, the other half of it I mixed up with some blue cheese dressing and some bacon. And y'all, so I'm going to have that with my hamburger. And y'all, I got a package of that onion dip mix. You know,
Big Fatty, that you take that on the cruise when you go.
Oh, yeah, right. So I've mixed a package of the onion dip, the Lipton onion dip mix in with the hamburger, and y'all, I'm gonna cook that up as soon as we're done here, and it's just going to be lovely. So oh dear, guys, and y'all, I've been catching up on things on the TV machine the rest of the afternoon. So y'all, I think that's about all. I think I caught you up with the weekend, and y'all, I guess it's back to the coal mine today.
Yes, Big Fatty, back to the coal mine.
And y'all, I've still got a buttload of voice letters that I got to catch up on, but we'll get there. It's just too, I say, juicy. Y'all, today's my brother's celebration of exiting the birth canal. I guess I'll have to call him today. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Timmy say, "Oh, Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sims and Lex." And Timmy, when the grin doctor goes off there at your house, what do you hear?
And all of a sudden I hear...
Oh, Big Fatty has that going off 24 hours a day.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.